Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So in this chapter, we're going to discuss, we're moving now from Gmilas Hasadim of loans with your money, right? That's what we're talking about until now. And now we're moving to, in this chapter, all the mitzvahs of chesed that you can do with your body, with your goof, okay? So now the first mitzvah that we're going to discuss is the mitzvah of Hnasas Orchim. People don't really have a very good idea of the actual details of how to do this mitzvah. We're going to go and discuss it now. This and all other mitzvahs in this chelek of other types of chesed. So here we start. Amru chachameinu zikron lebracha. In the Gemara Sukkah, men tes on the base, bishlosh advarim. In three ways, gdola mitzvahs gminus chasadim, yotem in atzdakah. Gvilas Chasadim is greater than Staka in three ways. Staka is giving Staka, not a loan. Remember that. Loan is not Staka. Staka is a donation, charity. Shat Staka v'mamono. Staka is only with your money. Gvilas Chasadim, bein begufo, bein b'mamono. Gvilas Chasadim can be done with your money, i.e. alone, as we've discussed up until now, your property, etc., and with your goof, with your body. Two ways to do that mitzvah, but tzedakah only has one way. Tzedakah is la'aniyim. Only to poor people can you give tzedakah. Rich people cannot get tzedakah. Gmilas chasadim, bein la'aniyim, bein la'ashirim. You saw you can make a loan to a rich man and have a mitzvah. Maybe not a mitzvah, but you can have a mitzvah. And for sure, all the other mitzvahs we're going to do with the body now, those are all can be done with rich people or poor people. So you see here the power of chesed. Tzedakah is only for living, this is the third one, only for living people. There's no tzedakah. Gmilus chasadim, bein l'chaim, bein l'meisim. We also saw them refer a dead man too. And we're going to learn those mitzvahs too. The burying the guy, carrying the body, digging the girl, all of the hesped, all of these things are for dead people amidst the daraisa of chesed. Okay. B'shnei chalakim harishonim. In the first two parts of this book, Dibarnu Me'inin Gmilas Chasadim Shebimomono. We talked about doing chesed with your money. Now, the Gemara down here in Mekor HaChaim Beis, okay, that whoever has this, quotes the Gemara and brought us Daf Chesam Aleph. Isa, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is for good for us, a good inspiration for us, this Gemara we're going to read now. Kol ha'os, says Hashem, kol ha'osik b'Torah, anybody who learns Torah and does gmilas chasadim, who mispala l'matzibor, and he davens with the minion, not by himself, ma'ale ani alav ki'ilu padani li, b'livni mibeinu wasalav, olav. It's as if he redeemed me and my children amongst the captive goyim. There's some connection between these three things that you do, learning Torah, doing chesed, and davening with a minion. Those three equal releasing captives amongst the nations, okay? Like the Marines or whatever, going into Iraq and pulling out the captives. That's what he's saying. Barashi Pireshav Dekayal Gmilas Chasadim Shebegufo. This is only talking, this statement from the Gemara Rashi says, only talking about chesed with your body, not with your money. So in other words, there's something greater about doing chesed with your body than even a loan, which is the number one in the pasuk that we saw up until now. But you're doing it with your body is greater than doing it with your cash. Yes?
Rashi's saying over there that it's not really a shvuim. You're not buying the shvuim from parents who are captured.
Who is it? What's the pshat? Actually saying bezuf, meaning
that you're going in and taking them out yourself and you're buying them from these people. That's what's greater. No? Same without money.
I don't know what you're saying.
Rashi says over there.
Yes.
That we're not talking about money. It's talking about only with this book.
Right. That's what we just said.
So making a difference between Midian Shavuim, where there's a market of slaves, and you're buying these slaves back in order to free them.
Yes.
And going back, the Marines, like the Rosh Yeshiva said.
Okay.
That's because otherwise, what's the moment? How would you free people with money?
Okay, I'm not sure. Let's continue because we're in the middle of the Rashi here. Okay, did you read the whole Rashi? Okay, let's read. Okay, stop in the middle. So the Rashi says this is talking. What do you mean? These three things: learning Torah, doing chesed, and davening a minyan. It's as if you redeemed me and my children amongst the nations of the world, amongst the goyim. So Rashi says it's talking about gvilas hasadim shebegufo. We're talking about that you have to do gvilas hasadim with your body in order to have this redemption of Hashem on some level and the Jewish people. Why? When you do a chesed for your friend with your body, okay? Who makir shu ohavo? This is the svara, the guy that you do the chesed for, when you help him physically carrying boxes or something, or we're going to see different chesed with your body, could not be just physical, could be talking to him, listening to him, giving him etza, pulling him out when he's in bed in a negative state, depressed state, whatever. All those things are mitzvahs chesed shebegufo. When you do that, then the guy recognizes that you love him. This is Rashi talking. And that brings you to have brotherly love and peace. Now, we can say, I've heard this 1,000 times from wives and kids, that when the husband just buys presents or the father just buys presents but doesn't actually do anything, just gives them cash, gives them money, they don't do things. You know what I'm saying? But he doesn't actually connect with the kids or the family or whatever, the wife, they don't feel so good when they just, I mean, sometimes I feel good when I get lots of money and cash and presents, but some people like more when they're out learns with them and does things with them and helps them if they have a problem, as opposed to just being a kaspomat in Israel, like a cash machine. It doesn't feel so good. So that's what Rashi is really identifying here, if you think about it. He's saying here that when we're talking here about redeeming people from the Umas HaOlam, and the Gemara says, Gmilas Chasadim, and you would think the number one Gmilas Chasadim is lending money, financial. That's the Pasuk. Says now here, Rashi, no, in this Gemara, the Pshat is not lending money. It's physically helping another man. That's the redemption. That's pulling the guy out of his captivity because now he feels your love, etc. What do you think about? Now, he quotes also the Peleoites here, and he says, what are the mitzvahs, gemilas hasadim, that you can do with your goof? We're going to see all of these in this big chapter, but this is just an introduction right now before we go into the details. So just list them. And what is in the klal? Ubechlal mitzvah zushi yaseh chesed in nefesh havero. I just said this. With his nefesh. Shishtadel ischoto. You try to give him merits. Try to help the guy out so that he can do the right thing. Vilamdo, to help him learn. To teach him. Lahadricho, to give him guidance. The Derek Yashara, to go in a straight path, to do the right thing. To help him and his nefesh, I guess his mental state, something like that, to help the guy, pull him out. And begam ki yir bekavod beso, zu ishto chesedu, when you give more respect to your wife, respect to your wife, that is also, says the Peleoites, considered a chesed. It's a chesed to her, to make her feel, you know, chashuv in the house. Very important. Think about these things. Think about these things as we go through this chapter. So that is the Gemara Brachos that we just read. Vida, back upstairs in the Chafetz Chaim, Abbas Chesed. Vida, the Gmilus Chasadim Shebegufo. The gnilas hasan with your body. Kovel kol hadvarim she'adam meitiv lachaber al yedei shehu matriach gufo lazeh. Anything that you exert your physical body to help another person is in the category. Hachnasas orchin. Here, look at this in the brackets. Very important. What's part of mitzvahs? Hachnasas orchin is when you make an effort. Hishtadlus odosam when they come in. Lekablam b'sap b'panim yafot. To be smiley and happy when someone walks into your house. Not just to put, give the idea of the actual smile when they enter your house is the mitzvah of chesed shebegufo. Think about that. Afilim einam tzrichim l'tovaso, even though they don't need anything. These people are fine. They're, you know, all, everything's okay. They're not down in the dumps. They're not the poor people, nothing. These are happy, rich. Whatever you want, and you greet them in your house with a happy smile, that's a mitzvah daraisa of chesed shebegufo. About these things. Ukidelakama, ubikur cholim, visiting a sick person, it's a mitzvah daraisa, making him feel better. Misameach chasan dekala, making the chasan and the kala happy, all the shtick and the games that everybody plays, and it's mitzvah daraisa you're doing right now. Question about it. Halvayas hameis, also carrying the dead body, going to the levaya with him. That's a mitzvah of chesed to remove all. And then esped, carrying the body. And so, kama v'kama inyan v'ashem devarer, in yirtz Hashem l'kama. The bottom line is every single thing you do and you exert yourself in some way to help another person is the mitzvah of chesed. He's starting out now with Hachnasas Orchim. He wants to talk about the greatness of that mitzvah. The Godel Scharov were said. That's what we're going to be doing in chapter one. Mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim. And how much reward you get for this particular mitzvah. Now, Achakach, after that, we're going to go Nevar et Ofen Hanhaga. The practical ways that you fulfill this mitzvah. How do you do it? Just slipped you one here with the smiling when the guy walks in. It's one of the paradigm parts of the mitzvah. He's going to go to all the other behaviors that you have to do in this chapter when you have a guest that comes in. Shitzarchli snaim mahem, bezeli mahem, with them. Let's keep going. Kama chaviva mitzvah achnasas orchim lifnei Hashem yisbarach. How beloved is the mitzvah of greeting guests in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenichta v'parsha shleima b'Torah. We know this parsha of Avraham Avinu, right? Amidaberes me'inin zeh b'reishis yud ches aleph. V'hi le'os lanu. It's a sign for us. Why is that the whole parsha in the Torah? Shenizchazek b'zeh. Gam kein kol yemei chayenu. You have to keep trying to do a better job in Hachnasas Orchim to mechazik yourself in this mitzvah all the days of your life. It's not enough just to have your set routine. You have to keep trying to enhance this mitzvah and grow and develop it. Ukemoshe matzinu, as we find, shetekef achar maisez zu, shibeach oto akasu b'avor sheyitzaves banav. It wasn't just enough that Avraham Avinu did the mitzvah of chesed. What was the greatness? Hashem praised him right afterwards that he's going to command his children. He's also going to go weiter, the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim. He's going to teach it to his kids how to do this mitzvah the right way. Also, that's part of the mitzvah. It's not just him doing it. He's creating new operatives that will be Hachnasas Orchim machines in the future after he's God. That's part of why it's in the Torah, says the Chafetz Chaim. Why did Hashem put it in there? Because this is a mitzvah that is never stagnant. It's never stagnant. It is definitely something that's constantly evolving with the person. Let's keep going. East, nobody's interrupting except you are you. East of the Gemara Shabbos, our Masechta. Here we go. Daf Kaf Kuf Zayin 127. Did we learn this stuff?
We almost did.
Didn't the Lama Yeshiva do this, Mishaberes? I think we did this.
No, that's Kuf. That's Kuf Lamed.
Zayin, I know what 10 days is the Okay, you're right. Correct, excellent. Amar Yochanan. G'dol lahachnasas orachin kashkamas beis medrash. All those people who wake up early in the morning to come to shul early, to come to the beis medrash before shachris to learn the musar. Greater is hachnasas orachin, greater than being number one in shul early in the morning. That's Rabbi Yochanan. The Rav Dimi Minardea Amar. He argues and says, I think there's some unfortunate say it's not a machlokas here. Let's see. Yoder mehashkamas veit. What's going on here? Excellent. The first one is it's equal. Rabbi Yochanan holds that doing hachnasas orchim is equal to coming. That doesn't mean you don't have to come early to shul. Try to be here early or even before. Learn a little bit before. It's a huge thing. Huge. And the Sukkot is equal to that. Rav Dimi Minardea says, no, it's greater. It's more than Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash. Ayin Sham. Take a look over there. Now, he has this huge article down here, which we're going to do tomorrow. This article in the Haggadah explaining this Gemara. They say very nice things here that we're going to enjoy the way he's learning. Definitely be familiar to us. Od Isa Begemara. The Gemara continues over there in Shabbos. Gedola Hachnasas Orchim. And this everybody knows. Gedola Hachnasas Orchim. It's great, so great. Hachnasas Orchim. Even more than Kabbalah's Pnei Hashkina. Even more than greeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't even know who has this, except for Avraham Avinu, who greets the Shekhinah. But it would be an exciting thing to do if we can actually meet him and feel or feminine Shekhinah in the bed. But even that, you should say goodbye, Mr. Shekhinah, Mrs. Shekhinah. I'm going to help Mayor Binsky right now carry his laundry. Can you imagine such a thing? It's shocking. She'amar v'yomer Adonai yinam atzasi chen v'inecha al na ta'avor me'al abdecha. Everybody knows this in the Chumash. Rashi brings it in the Pshat when Avraham Avinu was greeted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the Bris Mila. Hashem did give us a sudden for him after the Bris Mila to visit him, Bikacholin. And then he runs and says, I gotta go. I got three guys coming in to meet, they were Malachim coming in to need my attention. I'll be right back. He says, Hashem. Yes, Nathan.
Is there a fast talk in the homes?
Absolutely. We're gonna see it. Yes, you will see that. We have a Hachnasas Orchim in many, I remember. Rabbi Michael, Rabbi Green used to talk about when he was in Kollel, and Rabbi Zalman Nechanya Goldberg's Kollel, and they were on a Hachnasas Orchim Pa'ula, not in the diaspora, in the Rabbi Zalman Nechanya Goldberg's Oshe Mishpat Kollel, and he realized he never has the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim. It's a funny story, I'm not going to talk about the whole story, but he started looking for opportunities to make tea and coffee for other people in the yeshiva, in the kola. And one time he poured the burning hot water into a shoe. It's a funny story. He jumped up and down. But the idea was, he said, I have to do the mitzvah. You remember the story with the boy that got coffee in his shoe, went right into the crack of his shoe where his ankle is and went right in there. Burning him up, he was jumping up and down. But regardless of that, he was discussing how you could do the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim right in the base medrash. You could do it. We'll see many opportunities to do that Hachnasas Orchim aspect. So here, what we were discussing now before that side point was the idea that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somehow right there, or I would say deep, In a spiritual place, doing hispodus, whatever you're doing that's giving you this feeling of the Shekhinah, and then someone needs your help, you have to dump it, dump that exquisite feeling, assuming nobody else can do the mitzvah chesed. And it's greater to do the mitzvah chesed and help another person, if that's a sort, and bring him in. He left it, lach behalach, he left the Shekhinah, and he went to Mekabel, guests. The Amar the Shekhinah, he told the Shekhinah, can you please wait for me? I'll be back. V'lo yavor ad sheyatzer. Please don't leave until I get back here. Okay, hadash. All right. Gam hi echem hadvar shadam ochel perosei ba'olam hazeh va'akeri kayemes lo ba'olam haba. This also people say every day if they're mashing to the base of majors and they come before, say the korbanos, we have this thing that chesed, nachnasas orchim, is greater, is so great that you all the benefits that you get are the payros, the dividends are an olam hazeh. You have a good life in this world physically, and in the next world you have the principle waiting for you, waiting. The principle, the karen, the meat of the mitzvah. So it's one of these special mitzvahs that you get the derivative benefits here in Olam Hazeh. We're going to stop here. Tomorrow we're going to try to rip into this Haggah downstairs and try to see his solution. And we will continue. Everybody, let's try very hard. Goal till Pesach. Here's a special goal for everybody who wants a goal till Pesach. Start internalizing these things and doing them. That is a goal. You learn something, like the Gersa Ramban says, try every time you learn a sefer to do it. Do something from that sefer. So right now, do a chesed for your friend. Somebody drops his tissue on the floor. Now, okay, maybe, no, you know what? You can do it even with the dirty tissue on the floor. Pick it up for the guy, get another tissue. Wrap it up so you don't have to touch his tissue and throw it in the garbage. You see, he left his chainsaw or his something of his in the bin. Pick it up, throw it in the garbage. Do a chesed for the guy. Do a chesed. That's a joke. You shouldn't throw his stuff away. But those types of little things, putting his book away, you see he's looking for his book and you remember where it is. You see his pen, this. Help the guy. These are chesed. These are all, and if you have in mind, this is super kavana. We know that in the Daraisa, you have to have kavana to activate it if you just do it. So you're a nice guy. Great. If you think I'm doing a chesed right now, when the dishes are all over the house and I can go and pick up 30 seconds and put them in the sink for Hima or wash them, wow. You are doing a mitzvah Daraisa. Wow. Wow. Think about that. Think about it and do it. Don't just listen to it. Do it.